Hi, let's do the patient's name is Cheryl, Cheryl, Christine, Christine, Jahani, Jahani. Date of birth is 10/30/62. Today is 10/7/2024. This 61-year-old woman, under care of Dr. Pearson, as well as pain management, as well as myself regarding herniated disc and spinal stenosis, C6-C7, CMRI report, period, and paragraph. Patient currently is waiting ESI for in the cervical region. Currently is managed with Tramadol 100 milligram, one tablet TID, and Lyrica 100 milligram TID. Patient is an attorney. She works in Dallas, Texas. She's currently not in Houston. She is between insurance. She's applied for COBRA, which is in the process of kicking in for the ESI to be carried out, period. Nevertheless, she's in need of Tramadol tablets to help her with their pain till the ESI gets approved for this reason. Patient's Tramadol 50 milligram was called to her pharmacy in Dallas at Tom Thumb Pharmacy in Irving, Texas, with a prescription, attached prescription, since we have an exemption from the board for electronic prescriptions to be proven to them that it can be filled, period. Patient is not having constipation, managing symptoms well, period. There's no evidence of tolerance, abuse, misuse regarding this medication, period. PDMP indicates that patient's last prescription was given on the 26th and is currently due by Dr. Jeanette or nurse practitioner PA Jeanette Jannette via Franco. Period. That prescription was not refilled since patient does not have any insurance. The pain management folks at Methodist Hospital cannot see her till the COBRA kicks in, period. For this reason, Tramadol 50 number 120 was called into her pharmacy to take 1 to 2 every 8 hours, not to exceed 6 a day. No refill was given. Patient has plenty of Lyrica at this time. This was not called in. Thank you. This visit took place via televisit. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.